Obgonas. Yes, Arsenal's clean sheet run is over, but one off night doesn't erase the consistency that built it. When you've been the team to beat for months, every slip becomes a headline. And that's the price of ambition. The trolls aren't gaining traction because deep down, even rivals know that this Arsenal side is not falling apart. We're simply being refined under pressure. Football seasons are not decided by flawless records. They're decided by how you recover when perfection slips. Arteta's men know that. You could see the frustration, but also the defiance. That was the kind of jolt that tightens focus, sharpens edges, and reminds you that trophies are not won on good form alone. Every title run needs a night like this, one that humbles the system without breaking the spirit. One that reminds the players and the fans that clean sheets are nice, but character is better. My eyes are still fixed on two trophies, the Premier League and the Champions League, both within reach. The draw at Sunderland might stink today, but it could also be the spark that steals this team for the stretch ahead. Gabriel Jesus is back in full training after 10 long months. For Arsenal, it feels like a new signing in November. His absence exposed Arsenal's thin line between structure and spontaneity in attack. They managed results, but the edge, the chaos Jesus brings was missing. He's not just a striker, he unsettles defenders and lifts teammates. Now, his return comes at a perfect time. Arsenal are in a tight title race. Games are thick, margins are thin. Every sharp run, every smart press counts. Still, Arteta will be cautious. Full training isn't full fitness. Knee injuries test more than muscle, they test the mind and rhythm as well. Jesus will need patience, and Arsenal must protect him from rushing back too soon. Yet his presence improves the overall mood. For a club often accused of lacking depth, this return is depth made visible. For a player whose energy defines Arsenal modern style, it's redemption in motion. Back at the Emirates, Arsenal women drew 1-1 with Chelsea women. The match had two disallowed goals for Arsenal. The first was Stina Blackstenius' goal in the 54th minute. The referee ruled it a handball. Replays showed minimal contact. Sleggers said she was surprised by the decision. The second was Frida Manum's late goal, which was also ruled offside. And the team protested, but the flag stayed up. Sleggers spoke after the match and said the WSL needs VAR. She said it would help ensure fair decisions, calling it a matter of justice. The match showed how small decisions can change results. Chelsea stayed unbeaten, Arsenal showed resilience, and Sleggers made her point clear. The league must grow in line with its ambition. Arsenal have launched The Dispatch, the official club podcast hosted by club reporter Josh James and presenter Frimi. Every week it promises news, views and insider stories direct from the club's inner workings, from the Emirates Stadium, the Sober Reality Training Centre and Hale End. For fans, it's a chance to step behind the scenes and hear the story beyond matchday headlines. Listeners can expect behind-the-scenes access, travel diaries on the road, locker room moments, and training ground insight. The podcast covers the men's team, but also shines a light on Arsenal's broader ecosystem, including the women's team and youth setup. Episodes aim for narrative depth beyond We Won or We Lost, featuring interviews, stats, and stories that resonate. The weekly rhythm ensures storytelling remains consistent and timely. The Dispatch positions Arsenal to own their own narrative rather than letting third parties define it. For media creators and podcast specialists, it also signals opportunity. Clubs are now media houses, opening doors to contributors who understand story, audience, and format. To the team behind The Dispatch, if you're open to a narrative contributor based across the pond, I'd love to help. With experience in podcast creation, content planning, audience growth, and storytelling for engaged communities, I think I can help deepen listener connection, uncover untold Arsenal stories, and adapt the narrative for a global audience. I hope my voice fits too. Obgonas!